Hello, everyone, and welcome to Minute 17 of Season 4 of Movie Rob Minute, the daily podcast where we take a hilarious and poignant journey through the 1989 Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan rom-com When Harry Met Sally, one minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again today is David Brook of Blueprint Review. Welcome back to the show, David.
Hello, looking forward to more When Harry Met Sally chat.
Even if this is the longest night of my life. Yeah, so minute 17 begins with Sally continuing to awkwardly smile and ends with Sally asking a pivotal question. So basically, the way we left things off yesterday was, you know, we've jumped 5 years ahead. It's 1982. We're in the middle of LaGuardia Airport. Joe and Sally are saying their passionate goodbyes. And they are interrupted by an annoying Harry Burns, an annoying voyeuristic Harry Burns. And, you know, it turns out that Harry recognizes Joe because the two of them had been at least building mates, I guess you could say. They both were living in the same building. And, you know, we get it in the idea that Harry recognizes Sally, but he doesn't really, he can't place her, but Sally does know who he is. And, you know, this minute opens up with Sally continuing to just stare awkwardly at Harry, either hoping that he does recognize who she is or hoping that she doesn't. And, you know, we have a few seconds of more awkward silence between them. And then Harry says, well, listen, I got a plane to catch. It was really good to see you, Joe. And Joe responds, you too, Harry. Bye. And, you know, I love the fact that as much as we know Harry up to this point, he's not someone who is generally at a loss for words. And in this scene, there is. You know, he has nothing to say to Joe. we're to talk about our jobs, and that's it, you know. Let's just move along. You know, and what's funny is that he says that he's got to go. You know, like he's more or less talking about the fact that he's in a rush. But, you know, he's in a rush because he has nothing to say to them, even though, you know, beforehand he took his time of coming back to, you know, to watch this couple smooching. You know, so I guess it's all a question of priorities.
Yeah,
Harry's priorities are a little different than most people's. You know, so it sounds like more of an excuse that he has a plane to catch, especially since it seems as if they're at the gate. You know, we're not 100% sure, but it seems that way.
Yeah, you've got a lot of the waiting area, kind of seats and things. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, looks that way. And Harry just like looks up, and you see he has this like really strange expression on his face, you know, as if like he's about to like shake his head no, you know, that type of thing, even though he doesn't, and then he just walks away. And Sally then turns to Joe and says, thank God he couldn't place me. I drove from college to New York with him 5 years ago, and it was the longest night of my life.
I was going to say about that line. Don't they set off in the daytime? Surely it was longer than a night. But I guess it might have been evening. I guess I don't know.
No, it was an 18-hour drive. So
oh wow, you know, yeah, but much longer than a day.
Yeah, but the idea is that they drove through the night. So I think that's the idea. You know, we tried to figure out, you know, what time they possibly left or anything like that. But let's say they left mid afternoon. You know, let's say they left 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. So, you know, it eventually gets dark, and they drive mostly through the night. You know, so I think that's what she's more or less explaining here, you know, about it being the longest night of her life. And this picks, you know, Joe's interest. He's now interested in understanding what's going on. And he goes, what happened? And, you know, immediately he knows that something happened. So this could go back to what you were saying yesterday about the fact that Joe and Harry are much closer than anyone could really expect. And they, you know, they were both these, single guys who knew who were very familiar with one another.
Yeah, I think they're
You
both
know?
kind of playboys, kind of, yeah, both
Exactly.
had a lot of girls coming around and that kind of thing. You get that idea from the
Yeah.
exchange.
Yeah. And it's funny because Joe sounds very jealous here by saying what happened.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's like, and the question is he jealous because it's Harry? You know, is that what is that's what's bothering him? You know, that
Possibly,
okay,
possibly.
he's you know, he's dating this woman who possibly, you know, something happened with her and Harry, which again, you know, Joe knows things about Harry that we don't. You know, I think that that's what it could be. I don't know.
Although I guess the line, like the longest night of my life, kind of helps. I guess it's got certain connotations, like what are we doing overnight with this guy, sort of thing.
Correct. Correct. And also she says the longest night of her life as it you know, it doesn't sound as if it's something that it was a pleasant experience for her,
No.
you know, from that perspective. You know, and then she responds and explains to him what happened. And she says, he made a pass at me, and when I said no, he was going with a girlfriend of mine. Oh God, I can't remember her name. Don't get involved with me, Joe. I'm 26 years old, and I can't even remember the name of the girl I was such good friends with that I wouldn't get involved with her boyfriend. So, first of all, I find that really funny because, you know, we tried establishing over the last few weeks, you know, how close Sally and Amanda really were, which I don't think they were, because, you know, they must have known each other in passing. Maybe they also lived in the same building and that was it, you know, that type of thing. You know, because Sally knew nothing about Harry. Harry knew nothing about Sally. If both of them were that close with Amanda, you know, something would have come up during the conversation when, you know, when Amanda was making this match for them to, you know, take this journey together. You know, she would have said, oh, Harry, go with my good friend Sally, who is A, B, C, and D. And, or Sally, you know, my boyfriend can go with you. He also needs to get to New York.
I think if they were like best friends as well, you'd have thought you'd have. I mean, I know my best friends like partners and wives and things like that. It's yeah, so they can't have been that close.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and maybe that's also goes back with her memory that she just doesn't remember how close she really was with Amanda. I don't know. And then Joe is still adamant and goes, so what happened? And Sally is completely away from, she's in a completely different place. She's not
Yeah,
even
she's all loved up
thinking,
again, yeah.
she's not even thinking of the same on the same level that Joe is thinking about this whole thing. She goes, when? So Joe goes, when he made a pass at you and you said no. Oh, I said we could just be friends. And this part I remember. He said that men and women could never be friends. Do you think that's true? No. That's a very abrupt no from Joe.
Yeah, you can tell he's clearly just saying that to because he thinks that's the right answer to give to his
Yeah,
girlfriend. But
exactly.
if you look into his eyes, he's like,
He's like, I don't really care. I want to know what happened between you and Harry. That's what he wants. That's what he's interested in. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
You know, and I like the fact that they establish here that she's 26 years old. You know, we didn't know 5 years ago how old she was.
No, that's true,
So
yeah.
they're able to establish something because it's also very important later on, you know, when she has her breakdown and she says that I'm going to be 40. So, you know, it's they're stepping stones to tell us, you know, who she is and where she is and, you know, how things are moving along, you know, in their lives. I mean, according to the script, Harry is like 5 years older than Sally.
Oh,
Because
really? I was about to say, because
he had finished graduate school already and she had only finished her first degree.
You're right. Okay. Although I was going to say in the kind of first scene, they do make him try. Tr they do try to make him look quite young, but he's kind of unsuccessful. It was kind of weird. But yeah.
Yeah, well, you know that there's a 13-year age difference between Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal,
Oh, right. Okay.
so that's also why it must be a little more difficult to make it seem more plausible that the two of them,
Yeah.
you know, are closer in age
That's
than they
true.
really were. You know, so I mean, it's you know, it's just an interesting way for them to throw in that little bit of information. By the way,
Yeah.
you know, and then Sally decides to ask Joe another question, and she goes, Do you have any friends? Do you have any women friends? Just friends? And, you know, this line itself says so much about her relationship with Joe. You know, it you know, we find out later on how long they've actually been together. But just by her asking him this question, you know, says that they're not together very long. Because if they were much closer and they've been together a longer amount of time, she would already know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. Because, you know, even when you're dating someone for a few months or whatever it is, so they will know who your friends are and who you hang out with and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and she doesn't seem to, you know, to know whether he has any female friends. It could be that you know, that Joe is this playboy who, you know, doesn't have any female friends because, you know, he can't remain friends with any of them later on.
Mm.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to try to figure that out with the whole thing. But Meg Ryan does a great job in her delivery of explaining all these situations because, you know, she tells it all in a very matter-of-fact way, but you can still see the emotion on her face with the whole thing. And she doesn't seem completely disgusted by telling this whole story.
No.
You know, it's not as if, you know, her whole experience with Harry has completely tainted anything she thinks of him. You know, she still has like this interested look on her face that, okay, you know, this is something that happened, but, you know, I'm still curious. Okay. You know, it's nice to know what happened to Harry after 5 years, you know, that type of thing.
And it's also telling that she's kind of forgotten the name of a friend, but still remembers this conversation. And the way she reacts kind of suggests it's been gnawing at her mind for a long time, this kind of question of whether men and women can be friends. So it's
right.
Yeah, well, it shows she's been thinking about Harry, even if she pretends to hate him.
Yeah, it shows that Harry made an profound impression on him, on her.
Yeah.
Sorry, that Harry made a profound impression on her, and even 5 years later, she's still thinking about it. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, can men and women still be friends? I don't know. You know that. You know, and it's funny how it bothers her so much that she's now asking Joe the same question. You know, can Joe? Did Joe go through this thing also? Could he have female friends that he's only friends with and that type of thing? But again, if he's the playboy that we think he is, I don't think so.
No.
But I don't think Joe, if he's the playboy that we think he is, I don't think he's looking for just friends.
No. I think the way he answers the questions suggests that as well. So,
yeah. No, but he, again, it goes back to the fact that we think he's very jealous of Harry, and that's why he's adamant in trying to find answers to his question of what happened. You know, he doesn't talk very much here, but he still, you know, gives off enough information about the whole thing. Like I said, Meg Ryan does a great job with this scene because she acts very flirty and, you know, very, she like keeps tossing her hair back and she's smiling very much while she's telling Joe this story. And he's just looking around, you know, which it makes it look as if he's, you know, he's possibly saying to himself, okay, what did I get myself into with this woman? I don't know.
yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I think it's interesting because he's quite an important character, but he's literally only in this one scene. It's a very short scene.
Right. He's only in this one scene, but he's mentioned numerous times throughout the movie.
Yeah. And I think that his performance at pivotal
points in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have anything else you want to say about this minute before we get into the script?
No. I think I've covered it.
Okay. So, I mean, again, the script doesn't have very many differences here. It's pretty much the same. One of the things that Harry says, well, great to see you around. So he doesn't mention that he's in a rush to catch a plane. It's more, okay, great to see you around. And then it says Sally tells her whole story about it being the longest night of her life and things like that. And Joe continues to say, what happened, what happened? And Sally's response at the end is slightly different. But I think it could just be just the intonation of the whole thing. Because it says, he says he made a pass at you and you said no. And then she goes, I said we can just be friends. This part I remember. And he said men and women couldn't really be friends. And then it says Joe kisses her again. So, him kissing her, do you think he's it do you think according to the script he's trying to, reassure her or try to change the
I think he's
subject?
yeah, I was gonna say, I think he's deflecting. I think he's trying to change the subject.
He's basically had enough of talking about men just being friends with other women. Right. And then the rest is the same there and stuff like that. So every Tuesday we have a segment called Off the Beaten Track, Dating and Courting Edition, where my guest will give a little story about an adventure, misadventure, anecdote, something that happened to them along the journey of life, where they which is somewhat relating to either dating or courting. So, David, you have a story for us?
Well, it's I'm going to tell you a little bit when I think this was, if I'm right, it's kind of the second, I say the second date, it's almost kind of like the first kind of proper date of with who Anna, who's actually now my wife. But yeah, we met up on a course in Grimsby, and we kind of got on well together and kind of started seeing each other. And this is, as I say, super early in the relationship. I think Anna was asking, oh, what are you doing tomorrow night or whatever? And I said, oh, well, to be honest, I'm off to watch a couple of films. I was like, there's a special like Asian cinema night on at the local bar, and I was gonna go there. And she goes, oh, I'll come with you. And I was like, I said, well, I don't know, the films they're quite like they're a bit tough. I don't you might not like them. She said, no. Yeah, I'll come and watch them. I don't mind. And but the films they ended up being, we went to watch Old Boy, and The Eye Too. And you probably know Old Boy.
Yes, I
it's a
do.
form of
I don't know if that's something I would
incest.
take a woman on a
No,
second date with for.
absolutely not. Well, that's the thing. I warned her. I said, "This is not really a date movie." It's like, yeah, it's a film with incest and like revenge, and it's really brutal. And then The Eye Too, which is it's all about it's I don't know if you've seen The Eye, but it's basically the idea of The Eye films is that somebody something traumatic happens to someone and they're able to see like spirits and ghosts and things like that. But in The Eye Too, it's this woman try accidentally commits tries to commit suicide, and that makes her see these visions. But it's really, really disturbing, and it's all very like pregnancy based as well. Like there's a really disturbing scene in a lift with I can't remember, somebody's either giving birth or having a miscarriage or something, and it's just the most disturbing, horrible, like unromantic thing ever. So yeah, it's like one of my very first dates, and I'm sat there squirming in my seat watching these horrific films. It's
Wow.
like, oh, but it's a testament to our relationship that she stuck by me. I mean, she wasn't she I think she was quite traumatized by the films, but she stuck with me. And this was, I mean, when did that film I think The Eye 2 was 2004, so yeah, it's 18
Right,
years later,
I think
still
Old
going
Boy was
strong.
like 2003, something like that.
Yeah, I think it came out in the UK like afterwards. It was because The Eye 2 came out later, so I think it's yeah, 2004. So yeah, it will have been 2004, I think. So yeah, still going strong despite the disturbing second date.
Oh wow. And did you ever find out if she went because she just wanted to spend time with you as opposed to, or she actually had interest in seeing some of these Japanese films?
Oh, She went just for me. I've never, ever, ever seen her actively seeking out Japanese like horror movies ever. So no, yeah, in the 18 years
well, that's
since,
good.
So
That's
it's
good
not
for your
happened.
ego.
I guess so. I guess so.
That works for David's ego. That's great. Excellent. That's a great story. Thank you very much for letting us in on that tale. All right. So you want to tell people once again how they can get in touch with David Brook?
Yes. So I run blueprintreview.co.uk. So head over there and see my reviews. And also I have a team of writers who post other reviews on there, generally of indie world classic cinema and some mainstream stuff now and again too. Yeah.
All right. Great. And while you're doing that, you can go rate, review, and subscribe on any podcatcher you might be using to listen to the show to find me. Finding me anywhere else is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Rob Minute. You can find me on my website, movierobminute.com. You can find me on Twitter, and you can find me on Facebook. So, David, you feel like coming back again tomorrow?
Absolutely.
All right. So, until tomorrow, I'll have what she's having.
I'll have what she's having.
Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. Had to be you.